Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Juaquita, J-U-A-Q-U-I-T-A, Wilson, parentheses, B-R-E-A-K-E-R, close parentheses. Juaquita Wilson is a 49-year-old woman who reports she injured her back and legs at work on 9/13/21. Apparently she was driving the work van and someone hit her from the side. Apparently she did go to an unspecified emergency room afterwards. Despite this and further evaluation, she remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Wilson was seen at Virtua Emergency Room on 9/13/21. She indicated she was the driver of a van for special needs people. She was in a residential neighborhood when another vehicle ran through a stop sign, striking the driver's side of the van. She was seatbelt restrained at the time. She felt her back twist with the impact. She gave a history of a herniated disc in the low back, which causes her some mild discomfort on a daily basis. She also suffered from hypertension and myositis. She was evaluated and treated and released. X-rays were to be performed. In paragraph, on 9/20/21, she was seen at Concentra. They noted her mechanism of injury and the course of treatment to date. Her vehicle did not roll over in the incident, nor was she ejected from the vehicle. She did not lose consciousness. No part of the patient's body struck the interior of the vehicle. She did suffer bruises, cuts, and or broken bones. She complained of middle low back pain for which the emergency room had done x-rays. She was prescribed prednisone but was not taking it. Dr. Agrawal, A-G-R-A-W-A-L, diagnosed lumbar strain and paraspinal muscle spasm, for which he started the petitioner on acetaminophen and cyclobenzaprine. She was also referred for physical therapy. She had x-rays of the hips and pelvis on 9/22/21, showing no evidence of an acute fracture or dislocation. There was a pincer-type femoral acetabular impingement with mild osteoarthritic changes of both hips. There was an IUD present in the midline of the pelvis. She participated in physical therapy on the dates described. She was followed by Dr. Agrawal and her colleagues through 10/27/21. On that occasion, she was still having some pain, but also noted some improvement. Her pain was mild and associated with back stiffness, but no radicular complaints. She had been working transitional duty. Exam found full and painless range of motion of the thoracic spine, lumbar spine, and left hip. She was then discharged from care to full duty activities. And this next paragraph will have to be inserted retroactively after the 9/20/21 visit. On 9/22/21, she returned to Concentra. Perici reported hip pain that started a few days after the accident. Perici reported she fell in a half split about 4 years ago at work in a department store and landed on her right side with her knee and left leg extended. Her current symptoms were unchanged and were located in the left groin. Paired x-rays of the left hip showed no significant radiologic findings. Paired she was given an additional diagnosis of pain in the left hip, as well as history of mixed connective tissue disease. Period. New paragraph at the visit of 10/27/21, she reported her back pain was much improved and her symptoms had resolved. Period. She had reached functional goal and was ready for discharge. Period. Physical exam. General appearance inspection revealed she was markedly deconditioned and had a pendulous abdomen. Period. She focused on her subjective complaints and was melodramatic about her current issues. Period. She interrupted the evaluation several times to sit down. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed excessive adipose tissue, but no other bone or soft tissue abnormalities. Extremities lower inspection revealed mild swelling of the lateral right ankle, but there was no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Period. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. Deep tendon reflexes were 1 plus at the Achilles bilaterally, but were trace at the patella. Period. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 40 degrees, consistent with her abdominal girth. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend are accomplished fully. Period. And we will defer the supine straight leg raising maneuvers, but the rest of this section is normal. Impressions. 9/13/21, Waquita Wilson was a restrained operator of a work van that was struck on the side by another vehicle in a residential neighborhood. Period. She did not sustain any direct bodily trauma, nor did she have to be extricated from the vehicle. Period. She was seen that same day at the emergency room where x-rays were unremarkable. Period. She then followed up at Concentra, who ascertained a prior history of earlier herniated disc in the lumbar spine as well as mixed connective tissue disease. Period. The petitioner currently volunteered the latter, but took probing to acknowledge in 2019 she was injured at work when she fell. Period. This caused injuries to her back and knees. Period. She did have an MRI at that time and received injections from pain management. Period. She experiences arthritic symptoms with her mixed connective tissue disease, for which she takes methotrexate. Period. She was in the hospital about 6 weeks ago when her CK level was markedly elevated and she had bleeding of her liver. Period. She was placed on prednisone, causing acute kidney failure. Scratch that, to treat acute kidney failure from COVID medications. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found her to be extremely obese with a pendulous abdomen. Period. She was melodramatic in her presentation, sitting down several times, interrupting the examination. Period. She would not lay supine on the exam table, so straight leg raising maneuvers from that orientation were deferred. Period. Seated straight leg raising maneuvers were negative bilaterally at 90 degrees for low back and radicular complaints. Period. She had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in either lower extremity. Period. New paragraph. There is 0%, permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back, period. Her pre-existing low back on issue, back issues that were ongoing at the time of the subject event were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by it. She has been able to remain in the workforce, period, end.